Today's daf is Shabbos daf Tzadik Gimel, and we are on the Mishnah on Tzadik Beis Amud Beis in the sugyas of Hotzah, again continuing in Hamatznia, which is about different discussions of general rules and regulations of Hotzah, and those regulations though also relating to other malachas. I got a little horse today, but Siyata Deshmaya. Says the Mishnah. Actually, right before the Mishnah, I wanted to make one Hosafa, and that is the Mishnah. The Gemara had said that the Mishnah earlier, which had said Be'emes Amru, that Lashon, and the Gemara said, anytime it says Be'emes Amru, Halachahi, it means that it is the Halacha. So, what does that mean? So, most assume that means Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. That's what Be'emes Amru means. And the Maritz Chayes there discusses the Shita of the Rambam and others, where the Rambam writes in the Hakdamah to Pirush Mishnayos that there is never a machlokes about Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That's an amazing statement of the Rambam, because it seems to be against many sources throughout Shas, where there seems to be many arguments about Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So some of them the Rambam could get out of, because it doesn't explicitly say Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Sometimes it says Gemara Gemirila, which Rashi and Tosfos always interpret to mean Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, but it could be the Rambam does it. That's what the Netziv suggests. That, for example, Tsroros, at the beginning of Pesachos Baba Kama, the Gemara says Gemara Gemirila. Rashi and Tosfos says that means Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Maybe the Rambam does not, and that's how there could be a machlokas between Rabbi Tarfon and the other Rabbanon related to Tsroros. But there seem to be others that are pretty explicit. Remember, the Rambam has his five categories of Torah Shebal Peh. Two of the first two being, number one is Pirushim HaMakubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, Pirushim that go back for Moshe Rabbeinu, not Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, but that's what he calls it, Pirushim HaMakubalim for Moshe Rabbeinu, which he says, for example, is that a pre-Eitz Hadar is an Esrog, but it doesn't say anywhere that is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. But that is a Pirushim HaMakubal. Ayin Tachas Ayin. The Gemara has 10 different sources at the beginning of the 8th parak of Baba Kama. That means money. It doesn't mean literally an eye for an eye. That also is not Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, but nobody's ever argued on that. That is Pirush HaMakubal B'Bi Moshe Rabbeinu. But then the Rabbi has a second category of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. And the Rabbi says both of those categories there was never a machlokas about. So that's the issue that many achronim try in different contexts to explain and defend the Rambam. How could the Rabbi make such a statement if we find many examples of arguments? So here, Be'emes Amru, Ha'isha Chogeres, is there a machlokas? Doesn't seem to be a machlokas here, but it's interesting whether the Rambam thinks Be'emes Amru means Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, or like this is the law, Halachahi, that's the language that's used here in our Gemara. So that's an important topic to keep in mind. Says the Mishnah, Hamotzi Kikar L'Rishos HaRabim Chayev. Says the Mishnah, if somebody carries out a kikar, which is a rabbi chayev, that's the basic din of hotzah. That's a basic basic law. Hotzi uhu shnayim peturin. But if two people carry it out, they're putter, because a kikar is something small, and one person can carry it out. If two people carry it out, so that is, for some reason, which we'll talk about in the Gemara, that is patur at Shabbos. This is the sugya of shnayim she'asa'uhu. Two people do a balacha, they're patur at Shabbos. Lo yachol echa lehotziyo, vahotziyuhu shnayim chayavin. But if two people couldn't have carried it out, and one person couldn't have carried it out, and therefore they need two people, and two people carry it out, then you're chayim. If it's a couch, if you're carrying a couch out from the house to the street, then the two people would be chayiv. For Rabbi Shimon poter, Rabbi Shimon, even in that case, Rabbi Shimon poters, even in a case of ze eino yachol, the ze eino yachol, based on a special din. Good, so this is the sugya of shtayim she'asa'uhu. The achronim ask why, if it's true that shtayim she'asa'uhu is pater, is only an issa drabanan, so then, pasha is an issa drabanan, why is it that in many contexts where we're forced to do a malacha daraisa, why don't we say, you know, do it shayb shasuhu? And then we at least get it down to at most a drabanan. So for example, the achronim ask, what about avodas hakarbanos, shchita of the carbon tamin? Well, that's a malacha daraisa. It's allowed because that's a mitzvah shezvada kavua. Right, all the other malachas that are involved in the avoda. Why don't we say, the Be'er Yitzchak asks, Rabbi Yitzchak, Eichi tiru shchitas kachim b'Shabbos. Madua lo nomar, sheyishchetu shnayim, shebekai gavre enes uskila. Why don't we say it all the cases where one has to do a malacha? Or why don't you say it, you could have also said it by a chola. If one has to do a malacha for a chola, you should always try to do it, shnayim she'esa'uhu. So is that, that's not suggested in the Gemara elsewhere, or for sure by Shechitas Kachim is not mentioned, that two Kohanim should do the Shechita together to hold the knife? So why? Why don't we suggest that? Says the Ber Yitzchak, Vitirates, first he says, Sheshnaib Shasu B'Shabbos Av Shehim Peturin, Mach B'Shatar Gazra, even though they're Patur, V'Lachein Ein Zechashev Kosev Alacha Shleva B'Chayeves, Aval Kolze Eino Ela Rak B'Dvar HaRashus. By a voluntary act, that's where we would say, Shnaib Shasu, well, you don't have to do Shechita, you don't have to do this Balacha, you do it, so that's not called an Abaisa. It's not called a baisa because two people did it. Aval b'mitzvah kegon avodas hakadshim shemechuyev hulasos. But by an act that you have to do, that it's a mitzvah, kivat shatorah hechshiva balachazu kolkach, since the Torah was machshiv this act so much, to demand it on Shabbos, so that even if two people do it, it's considered a maisa v'kiyam ha-mitzvah. Meaning, it would have chashivus even though two people do it, and therefore it's not going to help. It's not going to be shnei shasu p'tur. The p'tur won't apply by a maisa mitzvah. What we would call achshavei. The Torah is machshav this act, and therefore it doesn't matter how it's done. Even if you do it in a way that's normally not considered a maisa, here it would be considered a maisa. So that's what the Ber Yitzchak says. You could say the same idea possibly by a chola. If I'm doing a malacha for a chola on Shabbos, that's a mitzvah. It's a malacha, it's an act that I have to do. Pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos. That means it's a mitzvah. You have to be docha Shabbos. It's not a voluntary situation. So therefore, he asks it by Shechitas Kachim, but maybe the same thing could be had by Chola, and therefore, it would be daraisa even with two. So we always try to say do it with a shinui. With a shinui, that might be, even though the Torah is machshiv it, that still might be a drabbanan. But you're not allowed to do avodas hakabanas with a shinui. Because you have to be machshiv, you have to do it in the normal way for the avoda.
Or by definition, it's not a
malach. The Torah is mitzaveh. Okay, the hutra tchuya. Gets it to hutra tchuya, right? If you say it's hutra, then there's no, it's not a question. The whole assumption of the question is that if you say a tchuya type of approach, so then why wouldn't you do it at two? Kabash balon, it won't help. Good. So that is the source. So now let's get into the sources. Amar of Yehuda Amarav, V'yamrila, Amar Abaya, V'yamrila B'masi Satana, Zeyachol V'zeyachol. So in a case where two people can do the act, Rabbi Meir Mechayiv, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Potrin. So it's a machlokas. Rabbi Meir is Mechayiv, even in Zeyachol V'zeyachol. If two people carry out a pen, well, that's Muksa anyway. But if two people carry something small out, so they are chayiv according to Rabbi Meir, even though zeyachov zeyachol. We don't pass it that way. We pass like Rabbi Shimon, that potter. Zeeno yachov zeeno yachol. But if they both cannot, it's a large item, then Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir machayivim, then Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Meir that chayiv. Rabbi Shimon potters in that case, even by zeeno yachov zeeno yachol. Ze yachol veze einu yachol. What if one can and one cannot? Ze yachol veze einu yachol. Divrei hakol chayiv. Then everybody agrees chayiv in that case. Who is chayiv in that case? Which one? So we'll have to see in the Gemara. The Gemara will explain it. Tani nami hachi hamotzi kikar l'rishus harabim chayiv. The Brisa also says if I carry out a kikar to rishus harabim chayiv hotziu hoshnayim. If two people carry it out, Rabbi Meir Mechayiv, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Imlo Yachol Echad Lahotzi'o, Vahotzi'u Shnayim Chayavin. If one person cannot take it out, so two people combine, then Chayiv V'Imla Peturin, Rabbi Shimon Poter, even in that case. Same Shitas, but now we figure out what is the source. Mina Hanimili, what is the source for all of these three Tanoim, the Tanur Rabbanan? Ba'asosa, a singular lashon used, ba'asosa, by carbon chatos, that's the context of this word, where one does, singular, one does a malach, does an avera, ha'osa es kula, v'lo ha'osa es miksasa. Somebody has to do the entire act and not do part of the act in order to be chayav a carbon chatos. Ketzad, shnayim, shahayu ochsin b'malges, or mazleg, depending on the girsa. Somebody is holding a kli, right? Rashi explains a malgaze, as we would translate it, a pitchfork. It has three big pointy teeth to it, and you use that to be mahapech tevua bagoren, Right, a large fork, a pitchfork. That's what we would call it. So two people are holding that. What malacha are we doing? Rashi says, me'amer. Ma'amer, the av malacha ma'amer, which we discussed back on Daf Ayin Gimel, the malacha of gathering. We had all of those limitations, if you remember, that the Rishonim added. The Gemara says only that ein imur ela begidule karka. Imur only applies by items that grow from the ground. That was the machlokas about salt, whether there's imur by salt. Gemara in the seventh parak. But we mentioned that there are another group of limitations said by the Tosas Rid and by other Rishonim. Ein imur ela b'makom gidula we paskin. Right, if somebody has a bowl of apples in their house and they all fall all over the kitchen floor, gathering them up is not a malacha. There's no malacha of imur, because imur only applies in the place where it grew. And that is why only out in the field. Ein imur achar imur, the Rishonim say. You can't do imur twice. What if I gathered up all the apples under the apple tree and then they became scattered again? And I gather them up again, no problem. Ein imur achar imur. So all of these are limitations. That's why imur is one of the few malachos that really doesn't come up so much lemaisa in our houses. Doesn't come up so much. If somebody has a tree in their backyard and they go out to gather, okay. But other than that, a leaf pile, that's gedulei karka, right? I'm saying, but that's the first time to make the leaf pile. But that is, in general, it doesn't come up so much, but that's the malach of Emor, so we get to talk about it here, though. So, Rashi says that's what we're talking about here. So, two people are carrying out the malgez velogzid. The malach that would be done is Emor, but you're doing kotsah here. Bekarkar v'shoftin. Or you're doing ma'amer. You're actually being mahapich v'tua. You're being mahapich v'tua with two people. Two people are holding the rake and doing the malacha. So one person can do the malacha, but two people are doing it. Or, bekarkar v'shovtid, two people are holding this type of pole that is used for shovet, which Rashi says is the malacha of meisech, aligning the strings, the threads on the loom, doing that malacha. Bekomis v'kosvet, two people are holding a pen and writing. Bekana v'hotziel rishazarabim, or this one is hotzah, your reed, which could be carried out by one person, and is carried out by two. So in all these cases, yacho yu chayavet, you might think chayiv, meaning you might think like the shita of Rebbe Meir, tamalomar ba'asosa ha'osa eskula v'lo ha'osa miksasa. No, you got to do the whole malacha. If you do only part of the malacha, so one is patur. Even before we continue in the next line, you know, let's just finish and then we'll make the comment. Be eagle shel tvela, both the others are rabid, but if one has a large load, eagle shel tvela is the kli that is used to crush the figs, so it's a large stone, v'hotziel l'rishus harabim, and you carry that out, bikora, or a large board, v'hotziel l'rishus harabim, so then, Rabbi Yehuda omer, im lo yachol echad l'hotziel, v'hotziu shnayim, if one person couldn't have taken it out, so two people take it out, chayavin, v'im la peturin, but if not, if two people are needed, so then, I'm sorry, if one person is needed, so then one would be pater if they both do it. Rabbi Shimon omer, afal pi shelo yachol echa lahotzio v'hotziu hu shnayim pturin. That's from Shimon Shita across the board. Pater, even if two people could have taken it out. Lakach ne'amar ba'asosa yachid she'asa chayiv shnayim shasu pturin. If Shimon says there's no distinctions made, two people do a malacha, even if they're both needed to do the malacha, that is pater. Shabbos is defined, says Reb Shimon, as one person doing a malacha. Two people do it, so then it doesn't matter, even if you needed the two people to do it. It's not going to be chayif, period. So, a couple of ha'aras. Number one, a number of achronim point out that it could be, when it says shnayim sa'uhu, and this relates to what we just mentioned about the avodas kachim, shnayim sa'uhu is only pater from karbon, which is the context of the pasuk, and kares, because kares always goes along with the karbon. First Mishnah Krisus, the 36 cases where one is chayif kares, and a carbon chatas if one does a bishogeg. So karis and chatas, one is pater for. But it is still an aveira. It is still an aveira. And therefore, where would there be a nafkamina? On Shabbos, there's no nafkamina, because chatas and karis go together. Yontif would be a nafkamina, because yontif, there's no karis. Yontif is just malchus. So one, if shnayim shesa'uhu on yontif suggests the meshachachma, one would get the Aveira, because that is still Usser. Where does he get this from? Kedaka Bakodesh, an allusion in the Torah. Allusion in the Torah. Says the Meshachach at Parshas Bahar. all the way at the end of the parsha. Eshab sosai tishmoru u'mikdashi tira'u. This is the last pasuk in Parshas Bahar. Fear my guard my Shabbos and fear my Mikdash. Shabsosai tishmoru. Why here is it in plural? Shabsosai tishmoru. Yitachein, says the Meshech Chachmah. It's possible. Dichsiv shamar eitzel Shabbos ba'aseres hadibros. In the aseres hadibros at Voschanan, it says shamar. Vizeh al mitzvah. Singular. Shamar. Talking to individual. Vizeh al hamitzvah shechayav and alei misa. Shedavka yachin ha'osa chayiv. Aval shnayiv shesau pturin mikaris u'mikar ba'dichsiv ba'asosa. Our Gemara, aval b'chol makov shelo yasu shnayim lechatchila, but still two people can't do a lechatchila because it's still aser. Kasav tishmeru b'lashon rabim. That's why here it says in a plural. Ashabsose tishmeru says in a plural to include the case of talking to two people. Two people shouldn't think that it's mutter. It's still aser to do lechatchila, and that's why he says. That's why he connects it to the Beis Hamikdash. You can look there. Why? What's the connection to ubikdashai tiro? Number one. Number two, there is a big discussion in the Achronim. Does this Ptur only apply to Hilchah Shabbos? Because the Pasuk is not only by Hilchah Shabbos. Ba'asosa. Ba'asosa is by Karban Chatos in general. So maybe this should apply by other actions or by other Averis as well. Let's say the other Hotzah Averis. There's an Issur D'oraisa to carry out Kadshim. Right, psul yotze, nifsal biyotze. That's more of a result. But let's say there's an isser to eat the Karban Pesach, right, outside of the chabura. Let's say you carry it out with two people. So the achronim, the Minchas Chinuch, are going to discuss, is shnayim shesu going to be patur there? Because ba'as osa, osa es kula, v'lo ha'osa es miksasa. Other contexts that are discussed is, let me just find it, the Minchas Asher has a discussion of this. It's Shari Dini HaTorah. It says, by Kilayim, the Rambam says in Hilchas Kilayim, the Afilu Meya HaMoshchim Ba'agala HaMunheges Al Yidei Kilayim Lokin. If you have many, many people pulling a wagon which has different animals on it, Kilay Behema, so they're all going to get Malkus, says the Rambam. So you see, it's not exactly the same when it comes to all malachas. Okay, Nira writes Rav Asher Weiss, Derak b'Shabbos p'turin shnayim shesau, v'lo b'hanhaga d'kelayim u'b'shar yisurei Torah. Right, and you have to look about where, the more you say that even in Shabbos, it's still asur, it's just no chatas, then maybe it's flexible to apply to other areas of halacha, if it's still acknowledged as a maisa there. But again, you have to look in all the cases where a maisa avera comes up that can be done with two different people. So it's I don't know, if two people let an animal out, right? The Isra of Nezek, let's say, or the Isra of Geneva, two people steal. We're going to get to them on our daf. Shreib Shasuhu, where does it apply? Does it apply to other averas or not? That is an important ha'ara. Okay, so now let's do the sources, and then we'll talk about the svara. But my kamiflaki. So how is there three different opinions related to this issue? Bahaikra, the following pasuk: v'mnefesh achas techate bishkaga me'am haaretz ba'asosa. If one person sins by accident, me'am haaretz, from the nation, ba'asosa. End quote. So three different ways of interpreting the pasuk. Rabbi Shimon Omer tzlas savar tzlas abiyutik sivi. Really, you can read the pasuk as having three mi'utim, three exclusions: nefesh techata, achas techata, ba'asosa techata. It's as if the pasuk, the techata, is going on each of those words, and therefore you can exclude three different cases. Chad le'me'ute ze oker v'ze meniach. One to exclude if one person does an akira and the other person does a hanacha. So that is not chayiv, as we mentioned many times. V'chad le'me'ute ze yachol v'ze yachol. And one to exclude Zeyachov and Zeyachov, where they're both able to do the malacha. So Rabbi Shimon says that's pater. V'chal le'me'ute. And Rabbi Shimon says the third one to include Ze'eino Yachov and Ze'eino Yachov. Rabbi Shimon says even Ze'eino Yachov, if they both can't do it, still pater. Right? That's Rabbi Shimon Shita, the third Shita that was quoted, the first one here that is explained. Three mi'ute. V'Rabbi Yehuda, let's finish. V'Rabbi Yehuda, chal le'me'ute Ze'eino Yachov and Ze'eino Yachov. Good. V'chal le'me'ute Ze'eino Yachov and Ze'eino Yachov. Good. So far, so good. The chad, the third one, is different. Remember, because Rabbi Yehuda, what we hold is that ze eino yachav, ze eino yachav is chayev. So he has to have a different halacha excluded. So the chad lemute, yachid sha'asa b'horaz bezdin, a yachid that was told by bezdin that something is allowed, and he did it, that really it was not allowed. Sha'yachid sha'asa b'horaz bezdin, it was bezdin's fault. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, Potter in that case. If it was Rove of Klal Yisrael that did that, so then Bezdin would bring a carbon. That's Par Helab Davar Shel Tzibur. Discussed at length in Maseches Harios. But if the Rove didn't do it, just one person did it, because Bezdin gave a wrong psak, so they would be Potter. That's what's excluded by Rabbi Yehuda. For Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon doesn't exclude that, because he argues on that halacha. For Reb Shimon, Yachid Shasav, or as Bezdin Chayiv. If you look back at Harios, Rabbi Shimon holds Chayiv in that case. So that is all Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. For Rabbi Meir, Miksiv, Nefesh Techta, Achas Techta, Basosa Techta. Rabbi Meir says, does it say that? No. I read the pasuk differently. Shremi Ute Ksivi, Chalem Ute Zeokrev Zemeniach, Vachalem Ute Yachid Shasab Araz Bezdin. Rabbi Meir doesn't have any exclusions. All the cases where two people are involved in the malacha, so Rabbi Meir would say, chayiv in that case. Period. Two ha'aris. Number one is Tosfos. Second Tosfos. Tosfos notes that this is the only malacha that we have that you need a separate pasuk. What's the first one? Ze oker v'ze miniach. You need a separate pasuk to exclude that? Is there a pasuk out there that excludes ze kosev os achas v'ze kosev os achas? We're going to have later on, the malacha of kosev is two letters. But you don't have a pasuk needed to exclude if you do half of this and half of that. Or, ze tofer tfira echad, ve ze tofer tfira echad. They each sew one. So why all of a sudden over here you need a pasuk to exclude ze oker ve ze miniach? This is the only part, the malacha, that needs such a thing. Says Tosfos, because only here you'd have the havamina. Says Tosfos, ve ze kasav os achas uba chavero, ve kasav os shnia, lo itzrich kra. Ela ahotsa'a, tahava mina, ahachnasa ve'ahotsa'a, hu tekabed rachmana, ve'lachayev afilu below hanacha. You might have thought, Tosfos says, the hava mina is, hotsa'a has two independent ingredients. Hotsa'a means either the beginning, you take it out. You take it out, you took it out, you didn't put it down yet, but you took it out, or let's say you pick it up in the middle. Right, you take it from somebody and you put it down, so maybe that's good enough. Only here you'd have the Hava Mina. That's Tosfos. Again, that relates to what we alluded to, I think, a couple of days ago and even earlier. What is the ikur? What is the focus of Hotzah? Is it the act? Is it the two ingredients separately? We had the Ibayas yesterday. What if your Kavana changes in the middle? What if it gets big and then small and then big? All of these Ibayas relate to this issue about the Malacha of Hotzah. It also could be, ironically, that it relates to Hotzah Malacha Geruah. Because it is an inferior type of malacha, then where once it's a chiddush, then it might be a rule breaker. And if it's a rule breaker, then of course by other malachas, once the malacha is defined as a certain significant act, so that's what you need. But here there is no significant act. It's not about significance. Hotzah malacha gerua, right? It's the same thing before and after, like Tosfos said back on Daf Beis. So that's why Yudafka might need a pasuk here to exclude even half the malacha, because you might have thought even half the malacha is the malacha. The Tosfos are Rush's formulation of this, when Tosfos quotes the question, he says, for kosev you don't need it, because there, lo istrakra lemute, de lo dummi osechati shir, lishnayim hamis askin bishir shalem. That's his lashon. By other malachas, is for sure a chati shir. It's chati shir, so it's going to be usher anyway. De lo dummi osechati shir, lishnayim hamis askin bishir shalem. Here is one item. It's one item that you are doing from, you know, A, place A to place B. So that's different than doing the full malacha, just not doing enough of it. That's a different type of case. Right? By kosev, you're doing the same act, you're just not doing enough of kosev. By hotza'ah, you're not doing a full act. What we would call chatzi malacha, not chatzi shir. Akira without hanacha is different than one letter without two letters. So that's his chilek over here. It's interesting, though, that he says the chatzi malacha would need to be excluded by a pasuk and not the chatzi shir. You might have said just the opposite, but that's his formulation. Okay, one. The other har I wanted to make was Rashi. And now we get to the main svaris. That is, so we brought psukim to explain shnayim shesu'uhu, why it's pater. What about misvara? There is svara, why two people that do a malacha, according to what we paskin, when two people can do, one person can do it, and two people do it, why is it pater? So Rashi says, on the fifth skinny line, and elsewhere, but that's one place, t'lav urche lemevda betray. It's not normal. It's not regular, normal behavior. So that's why you're going to be pater. Sounds like you might read Rashi as shinui. Just like we had yesterday. And that's maybe it was the connection between the two Mishnayos. Yesterday, Daf Tzadik Beis, that's the source in Shas, in Hilcha Shabbos, for doing a malacha kilachar yad. Doing all the malachas in an unusual way. So maybe, according to Rashi, Rashi's saying the same thing. Over here, two people doing it, Shnayim Shesu'uhu, the root, Svara, is shinui. It's not normal for two people to carry out a light item. That's Rashi. The problem, and the point that many achronim make, is that it can't just be another example of shinui. Why? Simple question. Why should you need another pasuk? Yesterday we said it's a svara. It's masa b'nei kahas. Masa b'nei kahas, if you don't carry it, do the act in a normal way, so it's not dumya de mishkan. So you wouldn't need a pasuk. And it's difficult to say that, oh, according to Rashi, it's that the pasuk is megale, that this is shinui. Okay, you can interpret that, but it's a little difficult. But that is Rashi. Much discussion of Rashi. The other two interpretations given, the Ramban quotes two other interpretations. First, the Ramban quotes... Let me just get it here. First, the Ramban quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Moshe, Rabbeinu Moshe ben Yosef. He quotes, maybe the reason is that malachas have to be b'chol kocho. And when you do it only with two people who really can do it themselves, you're not using all the koach that you can use to do this act. That's a requirement. The Ramban and the Rashba don't like that pshat, so they have another pshat. They say, no, formally, when you would be able to do the malacha and you'd only do half of it, so doing half of malacha is not chayav on Shabbos. Period. Not b'chol kocho, but only half the malacha is ascribed to you. So that's why you're going to be putter. On Shabbos, you're only chayef for doing whole malachas, not half malachas. When you do half a malacha, that is not going to be good enough. And meaning, and what about zeh, according to all of these, you have to say, what about zeh eino yachol v'zeh eino yachol? We say you're chayef in that case. So according to Rashi, you would say, well, that's normal. Two people carry a couch. According to the second day, yet you're using all your strength there. The third day is that both of them, what is Ze'inu Yachol, Ze'inu Yachol, the entire act is viewed as each of theirs. That's what you have to say. According to the Svara of the Ramban and the Rashba, that the reason, Shnayim Shesu'uhu, the Svara, not the Pasuk, the Svara is that because the act is only half ascribed to you, but if you both can't do it, Ze'inu Yachol, Ze'inu Yachol, then it must be the entire act is ascribed to you. So those are 3 days in the Rishonim, Rashi, 2 days in the Ramban, for what is the reason for the patur of Shnayim Shesu'uhu, and again, much discussion, nafkaminas in the Achronim, related to those 3 days. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, 2 dots. Amar mar, zeh yachol v'zeh eino yachol. The third line of that brisa said that if one person can, zeh yachol v'zeh eino yachol, divrei hakol chayev, then everybody would agree chayev. The question is, hey minayhu mechayev, who? Who's going to be chayev? Hey, minayhu mechayev. Who's chayev in that case? Where, again, you have two people carrying something. One person is really, really, I shouldn't say that because it's going to be a machlokes. One person can do it by himself, but he doesn't. And the other person can't do it by himself. So who's chayev in that case? Hey, minayhu mechayev. Amar Rav Chisda, zeshe yachol. The one who could do it by himself is chayev in this case. De'i zeshe eino yachol, my kavin. Because the guy who can't do it by himself, what's he doing? He's not doing anything. Right? Because the other guy doesn't need him. Amar le Rav Hamnuna, what do you mean? The Kav Misaya Bahadeh. He's helping him. Amar le, here's a line, Misaya Ein Bo Mamish. No, Misaya, helping out is not considered halachically significant, and therefore the Misaya is going to be Pater. Good, and only the Yachol is going to be Chayef. Again, important ha'ara. Tosas points out here, in Dibur Baskel Amar Mar, when we say yachol and eno yachol, and the Rabban says the same thing, we don't mean how much the person bench presses. That's not yachol and eno yachol. Yachol and eno yachol means how is he carrying it in this case. If somebody is carrying a big load, a big box, so I'm holding the big box underneath and I'm carrying it underneath and I'm a yachol. And another person who is very strong has his finger under the box on the other side. That's called eno yachol. Because it's eno yachol in the way that he is acting. That's what eno yachol means. You don't go by the gavra. You go by the maisa. Says Tosas, Nira Luri, Haidu Eino Yocho, Haidu Afilu Bal Koach Arbe, even if he's very strong, Elishu Nosei HaKorah, Bin Yidzeh, B'chia Gamna, Shil Mali Acher, without the other person, he wouldn't be able to do it. So that is an important definition. Yocho and Eino Yocho is not about whether theoretically the person could do it in some way, but in the way that he's acting, would he be able to do it? That is Yocho and Eino. That is what yachol and eno yachol here means. But our Gemara lays down the rule, misayeya ein bo mamish. We're going to do a couple of examples of this, and then we'll talk about the general sugya.
How does this fit in with three svaras?
How does this fit into?
The three svaras
of misayeya ein bo mamish. So if you say, again, the yachol is chayiv in this case.
Right.
So Rashi would say, because from the yachol's point of view, he's doing a normal act. He doesn't need the other guy.
Well, the same.
From the other guy's point of view, it's like the other guy's not there. Say Eibo Mamish means he's not there. So I'm doing the whole act, and I'm doing it with all my strength, and you just make the guy disappear.
With the case of Zeyachol
v'Zeyachol. So then we say...
Other than Rabbeinu was
Hashayim. Right, so everybody else is Pater.
So we said there, Zeyachol v'Zeyachol, that it's with a Shinoi.
So which Svar? That's a Shinoi. I'm saying v'Zeyachol v'Zeyachol. But here, the fact that there's an Eino Yachol, the way that you have to understand it is that he is not deemed to be there. From the Yachol's point of view, the Eino Yachol is not there. And therefore, because just make the other disappear. Make him disappear. I'm doing this myself. I'm carrying it.
You can make the same Svar when both of them are Yachol.
You can't make the other guy disappear by yachol and yachol because he's no better than me. They were both equal, so there's no misayeya. You can't label one person as a misayeya. She'ain bo mamish by yachol and yachol. They're both equal, therefore they're both not doing it, and they're both doing something unusual. But by a yachol and an eino yachol, the eino yachol is defined as a misayeya, and halachically misayeya ain bo mamish. We're going to get to other cases of misayeya, which is going to be a problem, but we'll see. Okay, so now the Gemara brings a number of brises. The first few related to Ziva, related to whether this is true. Misayeya ein bo mamish. So number one, Amar Azid Mishpeh Derava, Afanana Meitanina. First we try to bring a proof from a Mishnah in Zavin. Haya Yoshev Agabi Amita. A Zav is on a bed. Remember, a Zav, Tuma Zav, is when a Zav puts most of his weight onto something that's normally sat on. Then he makes it a Mishkav Azav. So Azav is on a bed, V'yarba Talios, Tachas Ragle Hamita, and there are four garments. A bed has four legs. So there's a garment, there's a beged under each of the legs. Tameos, each of the begadim are tame. B'bnei she'eni yecholo la'mod al shalosh, because the bed can't stand on three legs. Each of them are needed. So this is like a case of, even though it's about inanimate objects, ze'eno yachol v'ze'eno yachol. Right, each of the legs. Rabbi Shimon Metaher, right, Lishitaso. Rabbi Shimon says, no, they're all tahar. Because if you have a few ingredients to the act, so Rabbi Shimon says tahar. Hayaroche v'gabi behema. But if a person is riding on an animal, the Zav is riding on an animal. Vidala talios tachas ragli amita. And then again, there are four begadim under the legs of the animal. Tahoros, there it's tahar. Mipnei sheichol lamod al gimel. Because the animal can lift up one of its legs. So each leg can be viewed as a misayeya. It's not really needed because the other three legs can stand on their own. V'yamai haka misayeya b'hadi adadi. What do you mean? Isn't it misayeya? The fourth leg? La mishum darida misayeya bo mamish. Isn't that because a misayeya, if you have an ingredient that is not needed, it is not halachically significant. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda midiskarta. One minute. Who says it's a raya? La'olam eim alacha misayeya yesh bo mamish. Maybe misayeya is mamish. It is significant. V'shani hachar to'akul alagamre. No, maybe here, because that fourth leg maybe is even less than misayeya. That fourth leg just is lifted up, and it's not even misayeya. So it's less than misayeya. So Gemara says, no. But Kimnin says, the Gemara, no, that can't be. we're going to defend the raya now. V'kivan the zimnin akraha, v'zimnin akraha, since different legs get lifted up at different times, lehevi kezav ha-mishapich. It's at least a suffik, so let it be like a zav who's rolling over. Meaning, what's the case? Milo tzanan, didn't we learn in the next, in that Mishnah earlier, zav shayamuta hesaf salim. If a zav is lying, there are five benches next to each other. And a zav is lying on the benches. O al he pundaos, or there are, Rashi explains, money belts that are also used as cushions, because they're very big belts, and you just take the money out from the side, so they're also usually used to lay down on. Lo arkan, if the zav is lying lengthwise, tamein, because as he rolls, his entire body is on each of the benches, or on each of these, and therefore it is tamei. Lo rachban, but if it's perpendicular, if the zav is perpendicular to all of these items, tahorin, because he's none of them were supporting the zav, the majority of the zav's weight. But yashen, but what if he fell asleep? We all move around in our sleep. Safek mishapech alehen. So now it's a safek. How? What position he was in? So they're all tamei tamein. So zav, whenever there's a suffix about it, so then we would say tamei mishum ziva. So to here in our case, because every time the animal lifts up a different one of its legs, it's a suffix. Which one is the misayaya? So you should be tamei all of them, and yet we're not. It must be no, because each one can be used as a misayaya, and therefore we prove from that Mishnah ein bo mamish. One proof. Amarav papi mishmei de Rava. Second try in the name of Rava. Afanana mitanina. A second proof given. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Hasus in that same Mishnah. Hasus mitame al yadav. A sus, a horse, is mitame, the begadim that are under is his forelegs. Yadav. Because a horse supports himself mostly by the two front legs. Hachamar al raglav. A donkey on his back legs. Shemish enes hasus al yadav. Hachamar al raglav. Again, isn't the animal supported by all of his legs, even though most of the support is only by on two of them? Again, isn't that a proof? Another try. Amravashi, Afanana Mitanina. Another context the first two were of Ziva. Now we move out. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Raglo Achas Alakli. What's the context here? We're talking about the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash. There's not allowed to be any Chatzitza between the Kohen and the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. We know the Ritzpah has Kedusha. The Gemara says in Zvachim, I think on Daf Chav Dalet, where that David HaMelech was Mekadesh the Ritzpah. Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. But David was Mekadesh the Ritzpah. That's why we say, Mizbar Shir Chanukasa Bayis LaDavid. That David HaMelech sanctified it. So the Ritzpah has Kedusha. There can't be any Hefsik. That's why a Kohen can't wear shoes or socks. Right? Because he has to have can't be any Hefsik between the floor. So what happens if Raglo Achas Ala Kli, Raglo Achas Ala Ritzpah? He has one foot on a Kli and one foot on the floor. Raglo Achas Ala Evan, one on a stone. Raglo Achas Ala Ritzpah. Rowan. Well, you see. Kol She Ilu Yi Notel Ha Kli. Viti Notel Ha Evan. If the Kohen could stand, even if the Kli or the Evan were removed. Yochol Lamod Al Raglo Achas Avodasuk Sheira. So it's as if the stone is not there, and it's kosher, as if he's standing on the floor. Right, similar to what we have sometimes by like cases where you have to stand and you're leaning. If the item can be removed and you're still standing, it's okay. V'yamlav avodas upsula. But if the rock or the kli are needed for him to stand, pasul. V'yamai hoka misayeh bahadi adadi. What do you mean? Isn't it still being misayeh? La mishum damrina misayeh b'mamish. Again, isn't it a case of misayeh? One more. Amar avina. Afanana mitanina. We also learned it a brisa. Kibel biyamin v'smol misayaso. This is by koshel bracha. When we bench, we're supposed to hold it in our right hand. What if you kibel biyamin, but the small is helping, is supporting? Let's say a person can't hold his hand so steady, so he wants his left hand to hold the cup with him. Avodaso. Oh, I'm sorry. This is not koshel bracha. We extend it to koshel bracha. This is talking about Kabbalah Saddam. Kabbalah Saddam in the Beis HaMikdash. Kibel biyamin v'smol misayaso. If there was Kabbalah with yamin, all avodas have to be done with yamin, righties. And the small helps. Avodasuk shera. V'yamai hakam misayeh ba'di adadi. L'amishim damrinim misayein b'mamish shmamina. Okay, you have all these examples. The big problem with which all the Rishonim deal with is there are other Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Maseches Makos, which says explicitly, seems to be mamish astira. Why? The Gemara there talks about the isser of cutting off one's payas. Chaf amabes. So the Gemara says, if a barber cuts off my payas, who gets the avera? So the Gemara says, both of us. The makiv and the nikaf. Right? That's what the Gemara says. Echad bakad echad nikav loke. So the Gemara says, what did the nikav do? Man da achal tamari ba'ar bila laki. So what did the nikav do? Three answers given in that Gemara. Number one, maybe it's like a Behu, the last Shein Bomais is Lokin. Number two, maybe he's giving a haircut to himself. Number three, Misayaya. Because he's Misayaya, because he goes into the barber's chair and he doesn't move and he lets the barber cut his hair, that's why he's Chayef. Stira! The word says explicitly in Makis, Chaf Bebeis, Misayaya Yesh Bomamish. You're going to get Malkus for Misayaya. So, our Gemara says, Ein b'mamash, yish b'mamash. What? And you can't say, oh, it's a special din in Hilcha Shabbos, because all these examples that are given are not Shabbos. So, the Ritva says there, the Shita B'Kubetza says elsewhere, it must be, you can't compare every Misayah to each other. There are different Misayahs. Says the Ritva over there in Meseches Makos, She'ed kol ha-Misayin shavin. De Misayah de hasam Ein b'mamash. He talks about a case of having an eye colored by a non-Jew. Shederach ha'ayin l'ma ameis u'mefateksas. Aval hakas yu agadol k'shemazmin lo atzmo b'sayro. So you gotta figure out every case. The Ritva assumes that when I go get a haircut and I put my head up so the barber could cut my hair, so that's real misayaya. But all these examples are not significant. You're misayaya, so you have to figure it. But that's the yisod. You have to say not each misayaya. Not every Messiah is the same. Just a couple of other examples where Messiah comes up. There's a major machlokas between the Taz and the Shach in Yaredeya. What happens if a woman comes to the mikvah on a Friday night and she did not cut her fingernails? Didn't cut her fingernails. So the Minhag HaOlam is for a woman to cut her fingernails. We're worried about the dirt under the fingernails. We're worried about a fingernail that's half falling off. Chatzitza. So a woman cut. So what about if a woman does it? So we mentioned in the past the famous tshuva of the Achiezer 70 years ago, where he talks about Be'inyan manicure, where the Achiezer discusses it's better to let a woman go to the mikvah if she has long fingernails. If she refuses to cut them, then not to let her. So again, fine. But what about, said the Shach LaTaz discussed 400 years ago, if a woman comes and, you know, there might be some issues, how about getting a non-Jew to cut her fingernails on Shabbos? How about, you don't want it, so I don't know, it's a Rabbanah, either way, it's a Mir La'akum. And most of it's going to be a Durabana and Litzarek to go to the mikvah. So the Taz is very against it. Why? The Taz says, you're Misayaya. So not only the guys, it's the Misayaya. So forget it, says the Taz. And the issue is not only Shabbos, what about Cholamoed? He talks about Cholamoed also in terms of cutting one's fingernails on Cholamoed. And the Shachlir says, oh, come on, you're being Misayaya? They're doing the whole act. So there also is discussed whether there's anything being done or not. Listen to this case. The Chashuke Chemer discusses, you're invited to be the sandik to a bris. Wonderful, mazel tov, and it's the Shabbos bris. Wonderful, mazel tov, the baby was born last Shabbos. All of a sudden, after the bris, you realize, you hear that the baby happened to be born last Shabbos, cesarean section. Right? And we paskid that cesarean is not docha Shabbos. Yotzi docha, the bris should have been on Sunday, not Shabbos. So the shaila is, does the sandik require kapara? Does the Sandik have to do tshuva? Right, we know the Shulchan Aruch discusses, figures out the tshuva. Does the Sandik have to do tshuva? What's the issue? Misayaya. Is the Sandik considered Misayaya? So he quotes, it's probably based on the Machlokas, the Shach and the Taz. Right, Misayaya, that's what he discusses. V'im kebedi donenu sha'asandik ocheze satinok, v'kupa kof tolef ne'a moel. The Sandik holds down the baby for the moel to be able to do it. U'maschil la'achziko kodem shi'asa moel ma'isa. U'tan b'machlokas shal ha'shach v'ataz. He thinks it'll be a machlokas. Whether the sandik would be chayav achatas. Maybe he's even more because the sandik's holding down.
Is the bris okay?
Is the bris okay? Yeah, we pass the bris, but the evidence is okay. Do not need a tavas dam bris. It's not like doing a bris on day 7. A bris too early is not a bris. You have to do the bris again. A bris bismano that shouldn't have been docha Shabbos, but they did it anyway, you don't need a tavas dam bris again. But then he continues and says, he says, does the sandik say tzedkas chatzedek that afternoon? He says, usually the sandik and the baal bris don't say tzedkas chatzedek, like the day, it's the yontif delay. So do you not say tzedkas chatzedek, that you did the bris? So he says, my brother-in-law, Chaim Kanievsky, says they don't say tzedkas chatzedek. You don't say tzedkas chatzedek because, why? The Gemara said, the Yerushalmi. It's a Yerushalmi, says Chaim Kanievsky. Obviously, it's a Yerushalmi. Hashochid chatasu b'shabbos. If somebody is chayav a carbon chatas. Right, it did an Aveira. And he happens to shecht it on Shabbos. The Yerushalmi says, He got a kapara, but now he's got to bring another chazas, right, for his chil Shabbos. So what do you see from there? What worked, it worked. You just did another avera. So to here, the bris worked. So therefore, says the Chaim Kanevsky, he hears of that, oh, before Shushalmi. Baruch Hashem, we have leaders like that. Okay, there's a lot more in Misayeya, but let us continue a little bit more. Says the Gemara, two dots. Omar Mar Zeyachol v'Zeyachol. Rabbi Meir Mechayev. So remember, Rabbi Meir says that even if Zeyachol v'Zeyachol Chayev, Iboy Lahu, according to Rabbi Meir, Be'ina and Shir Lazeh v'Shir Lazeh, do you need a shir? We know every malacha requires a shir. Do you require a double shir? Odil Mashir Echa Lekulon or one? Machlokes, Rav Chizur Rav Anuna. Chad Amar Shir Lazeh v'Shir Lazeh, V'chad Amar Shir Echa Lekulon. Good. Amar Papa Meshay the Rava. We're going to quote the same sources. Afanan Amitanina. The Mishnah said, all four legs, the begadim under the legs, are tame when the zav sits on it. But why? Maybe you should need a separate zav for each one to be matame. If according to Rabbi Meir, if the svara is that the entire act is attributed to each one, so maybe you should require a separate shear for each one. Lamishum damrinan. Shir Echa Lekulan. It must be not. Must be even though it's attributed to all of them, all you need is one Zav. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Afanana Mitanina, also as follows. Tzvi Shenichnas Labayis, the case that comes up later on. A deer that goes into a house. V'nol Echad Befanav, and a person closes the door on the deer, Chayef. That's the Malach of Seda. No Alushnayim, Peturid. Two people close the door together, Patur. Lo Yachol Echa Linol, V'nol Alushnayim, Chayavim. But if one person can't, maybe they're sitting in the doorway. One person doesn't fill it up. And then the second one, they both come and sit, do it together. Chayavin. V'yamai. Again, Liboy Shir Tzei De Lazeh, V'Shir Tzei De Lazeh. You should need two different animals. Lav Mishum Darbina, Shir Echa Lekulan. No, it must be they both, two people, according to Rabbi Meir, combine and connect to the same Shir. Amar Avina, Afanana Mitanina. Another example. Hashutvin Sheganvu V'Tavchu. Two people steal an ox or a sheep, and then they shecht it. So they're chayav dalad v'hei. They're chayav 4 and 5. Chayavin. V'yamai. Liboy shir tficha lazev shir tficha lazev. Shouldn't they each have their own animal? La mishum darmina shir echa lekulan. No, one shir. Again, this one is a little b'chudish. I mean, they're all, each one could be analyzed. But here, you might say that geneva, it's all about tashlumin, just getting the animal back. And let's say, here, you're not going to, they don't pay double. They don't each pay 4 and 5. They combine. So, this one is somewhat of a chiddush. You might say Geneva and Tzvicha Bechira is somewhat different. The Aruch Sameach says, maybe the chiddush is that, let's say one person has no money, the other one has to pay full. Because the act is attributed to each of them, even though the Maisa they only pay half. But if there wouldn't be enough, then he would each have to pay. V'yamar Ravashi Avanana Mitanina. Another one. Shnayim Shotzi Yukhanishal Gardi Chayovin. Two people that carry out a rod of a weaver. Chayovin. Right, this is a case. Zeyachol v'zeyachol. They each could take it. V'yamai, libay shiro tzolazeh v'shiro tzolazeh. Same thing. Labi shiv damrinan shirecha l'kulan. It must be one shir is for both. It suffices for both of them. Amalei Ravacha b'rei d'revel Ravashi. Dilma d'isbe k'di l'vasho beit zakal l'zeh beit zakal l'zeh. Maybe that rod is big enough. Maybe there's enough of the rod for both of them. So, M.K., the Gemara says, l'shminan kana d'alma. If that's true, why didn't they just say, Kana, I'll read, Maishna de Gardi, why specifically Gardi, which is a tiny one? It must be that's the Chiddush, to teach me that you only need one shear. I have a doma de Ispek de Larug Mapa Lazeh, de Larug Mapa Lazeh. Maybe it's still, it's big enough to be able to sew two things. So, El Mehal Akal Mashra Mina, fine, the last one is not a good raya, but all the other ones are a good raya. Tani, Tana Kamid Rav Nachman, Shnayim Shahotziu, Kana Shal Gardi Peturin. Two people carried out Pater because we paskin Shnayim Shasau. Reb Shimon Mechayev. Reb Shimon says Chayev? Klapi Layo. What do you mean? Reb Shimon Pater's everything. Ella ema chayavin v'Reb Shimon poter. Oh, it must be chayavin, and that's Rabbi Meir Shita, and Rabbi Shimon says poter. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but the Shem will continue. Again, there's a lot more interesting by the Koshal Bracha. Are you allowed, when you hold up a Koshal Bracha, are you allowed to have your left hand supporting it? So the machlokas between the Ramah and the Bach. Whether it's best, you can have it supporting, but don't, your left hand could hold your right hand. But the Ramah says your left hand shouldn't hold the kos also. Your left hand could hold your right hand, and your right hand could hold the kos. That's in Orach Chaim, in the second chelak of the Mishnah Berurah, Kuf Pei Gimel. It's a discussion whether if somebody doesn't have enough strength to hold the kos, a tefach, off of the table for such a long time for benching, they might be able to have the small help, but not touching the kos directly. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, Ben Shem, I'll try to get up to Psadik Dalet as well sometime today.